As cat parents, Ryder and I know the feeling of being ignored by our cats. I often wonder, does my cat even love me?
Well, there's only one solution to solve that. Sheba.
Feed your cat Sheba and go from feeling ignored to truly adored in 12 days, guaranteed or your money back. Sheba has so many incredible products that can satisfy even the pickiest eater, like new Sheba Grilled, made in the USA with the finest ingredients from around the world. They are savory strips in a succulent sauce that cats are sure to love. And it's 100% complete and balanced with essential vitamins and nutrients for adult cats like my Bill. Made without artificial flavors or preservatives, no corn, wheat, or soy. To learn more, check out Sheba.com.
Introducing the all-new Mazda CX-5, featuring more connection.
Hey, Google, where's the nearest Pilates class?
Safety that has your back. More discovery on the scenic routes. More passion in the details. And more control in changing weather. The all-new Mazda CX-5. More to move every side of you. See it in 5 films at MazdaUSA.com/5sides.
Google is a trademark of Google LLC. Sequences shortened and simulated.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen, is it just me or does it feel like nothing is actually what it says it is anymore?
Yeah, like when you order chicken fingers, you don't get fingers, you get mystery nuggets.
Exactly. Well, except Hotels.com.
I was going to say, Hotels.com, because they do hotels.
Refreshing.
And when booked as a member, rewards are earned every stay. Not points that disappear, rewards that work like cash and can actually be used.
So the name checks out and the perks do too.
Yep. Members can get up to 20% off tons of hotels with no blackout dates. Just works with real travel.
Okay. That tracks.
Hotels.com. It's all in the name.
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know. I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win. Let's Chumba.
Yeah.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, it was a normal dinner party when someone stopped mid-sentence and asked if anyone else was in the house. Before anyone else could really process it, a sound came from down the hallway. The person who owned the home shut the whole thing down and didn't want to talk about it.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Why, yes it is, and thank you so much for listening. And if you have a real ghost story, why not share it with us? You can give us a call, 855-853-4802. You can write it down at realghoststoriesonline.com. We'll read it. And if you want to be a premium subscriber, no commercials, advance episodes, and get access to the archive, you could sign up through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories. I'm Carol. Harper is here today.
Hello, hello, hello. How are you?
I'm good. How would you like to be in the middle of a dinner party when something paranormal happens and the person who is hosting the dinner party is like, we're not talking about that?
I don't think I'd be concerned if it was paranormal. I'd be concerned if the host was holding someone hostage, because that's what it sounds like.
Because,
like, if you
just
hear random noises, and then they're just like, don't worry about that.
Yeah.
There's nothing. It's nothing. It's nothing. It's like, is there someone in the basement?
Yeah. Like, I think your hostage just got out.
I think your hostage just got out.
Oh.
These deviled eggs are good, though.
But what are you feeding your hostage? Are you taking proper care of him or her? And do we need to call the authorities? Why are you holding the person hostage? It doesn't feel good to me, whatever reason. Because, okay, here's the deal. No matter what the reason is, a hostage situation is bad. I think authorities should be called for no matter what the reason is.
Yeah.
It's like, well, I'm holding him hostage because fill in the blank. That still results in a 911 call. It's like, yeah.
What's the most absurd reason someone could take somebody hostage?
But even if it was you stole my deviled eggs, you've got a hostage situation.
But he stole my eggs. my deviled eggs.
But you don't get a whole people hostage for that. So I don't know. Maybe this
bacon.
Now you've put this whole different thought into my head. So let's dive in. And I'm going to think about it with this context and see if it's paranormal situation or if it's a hostage situation.
Okay.
Because it could be either. This didn't happen at my house. It was at a friend's place I used to go to all the time. She bought it a few years after we got out of college, and it kind of became the place everyone ended up without really planning it like that. We'd have small dinner parties, few drinks, catch up. I was there enough that I knew the layout without thinking anything about it, like I knew where the light switches were, which cabinets things were in, that kind of thing. She's not someone who would go along with anything paranormal. If something didn't make sense, she'd come up with a reason for it or would ignore it completely. That's just how she is. The house itself wasn't anything unusual, a little older, a little darker inside depending on the time of day. There was a short hallway off the dining room that led back toward the rest of the house. You could see into it a little from the table, but not all the way down the hallway. The night was just a normal dinner party, five or six of us, nothing out of the ordinary. We'd been sitting there a while, talking, eating, and at some point, one of the guys there, he was a friend of someone else's, not part of our usual group, stopped mid-sentence. Wasn't like he lost his train of thought, it was more like something interrupted it. He turned toward the hallway, looked a second longer than made sense, like he was waiting for something to finish happening. Then he asked, "Is anyone else in the house?" No one answered right away. Someone laughed after a second, said, "No, it's just us." But it didn't land the way those things usually do. He didn't look back right away. He kept staring toward that hallway like he expected something else to happen. Then he said he thought someone had just walked through. There was a pause after that. Not awkward exactly, just quiet in a way that doesn't feel normal in a group. And right around then, there was a sound from that direction. It was small, not something you could easily figure out what it was. It was like weight moving across wood for a second and then stopped. More than one of us heard it. That's when my friend stepped in and shut it down. She said, "That's just the house. The floors do that sort of thing." She turned the conversation to something else, like she didn't want to talk about it. We all followed her lead. No one pushed it. But the rest of the night never felt quite the same after that. And one guy just brought it down to a screeching halt. People stayed, kept talking, but there was something underneath it that hadn't been there earlier. Most people left not long after that because it got weird.
Something underneath them that hadn't been there before.
Yes, exactly. Because they're like, "Well, there is a hostage."
It's like, I'm gonna go.
I'm uncomfortable. I stayed to help clean up like I usually did. We were in the kitchen putting things away, and I mentioned it without really thinking about it. She brushed it off right away, said it was nothing. Houses do that. People hear things all the time. That doesn't mean anything. But after a minute, she admitted there had been a couple times where she thought someone was in the house when they weren't. She kept it vague, just things like hearing movement in another room or thinking someone had come home when she was by herself. Then she mentioned once hearing someone walk across that same hallway. She said she was sure enough about it that she went to check, expecting to find someone there. There wasn't anyone and nothing was out of place. She said it like she had already decided what it was before I even asked. And every time the conversation got close to something more than that, she cut it off. Not obviously, but enough that you could feel it, like she didn't want to spend any time on it at all. After that, I kept going over there like normal. Nothing obvious ever happened. But there was one night later on when I noticed something, and it just felt familiar enough that I didn't like it. It's just the two of us there. She was in the kitchen. I was in the dining room in the same spot as before. I heard something first. A light step or something close to that from the hallway. Then I saw movement the same way he described it. Not clearly, just something passing through the edge of view fast enough that your brain can't quite figure out what you saw.
The hostage is escaping.
Exactly. And you can't put that together in your brain. Because it's like, yeah. You don't think about a hostage. At the same time,
in this case, I would.
At the same time, I could still hear her in the kitchen behind me. Water running, dishes, all normal noises. I didn't say anything. I don't think I wanted to. A minute or two later, she came back in the room. I almost brought it up, but I already knew how it would go. She would have an explanation ready before I even finished saying it. And maybe she still believes it. I still go back and forth on it. It's not like anything ever built into something obvious or ongoing. But thinking about it now, it doesn't feel like nothing was happening there. It feels like she decided early on what was supposed to be happening, and she stuck with it, no matter what quite didn't... I didn't read that right. No matter what didn't quite fit. Thanks for reading this. I do have a couple of other things from different places I'll probably send in. That's from Riley. So her friend lives in maybe a creepy haunted house. She doesn't want...
Maybe her friend is the creepy one.
Right? It could be. Because it doesn't really... It's definitely could be a paranormal story. Could it be a hostage situation? After reading that, yeah. You know, maybe... Or maybe it's not even a hostage. Maybe it's something much more innocent than that. She's been married for a long time and her husband just is super antisocial and doesn't like when people come over, so she's never told him she's married. And it's like, stay in your room, David.
Or she's housing an escaped criminal.
That could be it, too. So she's dating the guy who's in prison and you're supposed to stay in your room and he doesn't. It's like, no, you didn't see anything.
Her husband is the hostage suffering from Stockholm Syndrome. There is a litany of different things that could be going on, all of which aren't great.
Yeah, but it might not even be paranormal or illegal. It could just be, I guess the prisoner, that would be illegal to keep him in your house. But if she was secretly married and he just didn't like people and it was easier just to not tell anyone about her husband...
I'd be worried, like, about that guy.
It's like, I've got company coming over, so please stay in the room. And then, like, sometimes he just has to go to the bathroom.
I mean, just sneaking past.
Could be. I don't know. So it could go either way. But, you know, yep. I also do think that some people, it doesn't matter. It could be the most paranormal situation, and they're just not going to believe it. And I get that. Because it's hard to live there. So, I don't know. It's interesting, isn't it?
Yes.
Well, let's go to our next story.
This is Ashley from Burbank, California. I'm the one who called in a while ago about the ghost that I saw on the Queen Mary when I worked there at the haunted attraction, the one that I saw, but he was invisible. I saw him in my mind. Anyway, I was listening to your podcast today, and there was a woman who talked about her elderly friend who had passed who kept touching her shirt, and it reminded me of something that happened recently, so I thought I would call and tell you. This happened this March at Disneyland, actually. I went to Disneyland with my boyfriend for my birthday, and I was super excited to go. I love Disneyland. And we hadn't been in a while together, like 2 years or something. So we went. As you go into the park, for the people who haven't been to Disneyland, as you go into the park, there's the train station right through the front entrance gates, and you can either go left in a tunnel underneath the train station or right under a tunnel through a train station. We went right, and we went through the tunnel, and on the right-hand side, there's a restroom, and then right next to the restroom is the old Disneyland Bank. It's not a bank anymore. It's now an art gallery, but once upon a time, it actually used to be a bank, and they have a vault there. And usually in the vault, they have some amazing, rare piece of artwork that somebody has created. And we thought we would start our day by wandering around the art gallery and seeing what they had, because it was the, I think they had a whole bunch of art up for the, I know it was Haunted Mansion stuff, I just don't remember what anniversary. Anyway, so we walked in and we were wandering around the old bank/art gallery. It's a beautiful building. I went to go see what was in the vault, and they have the vault door open, and you can see a little ways into the vault, and then they have a red velvet rope in front, so you can't actually walk into the vault, but you can get close to it to see what's in there. And so I was walking up to it, and I did not cross the red velvet rope. I was still probably, 8 inches away from the rope, and I felt this pull on the back of my shirt. And I thought it was my boyfriend who was stopping me from getting close or something. And so I turned around all kind of irritated and like, hey, stop it. I'm going to touch it. I'm just going to stay back. Don't be rude. And I turned around and he wasn't standing there. And actually nobody was standing around me. He was on the other side of the room about, 8 feet away. And I was like, Jeremy, did you just grab my shirt? And he's like, no, I'm over here. And I saw a couple of workers standing there. I was like, did you guys grab my shirt? Because I thought, okay, well, maybe it was a worker who was concerned about how close I was getting, which, again, I wasn't that close. Anyway, I thought it was a worker. And they were like, no, we didn't touch your shirt. Why? And I was like, somebody just grabbed my shirt. And so I checked. I felt around, and it wasn't, tucked into my pants or anything. And I was wearing a really light shirt, so you could feel it move easily. It was a lightweight fabric. And I was like, you guys really didn't touch me? And they were like, no. And the coworkers started talking, and they were like, oh, that's so cool. It happened again. And I said, what are you talking about? I'm like, oh, people feel touched all the time, or they hear voices. They hear somebody say their name. One of the workers was saying that somebody called her by her actual birth name, and the only people who call her by her birth name are her family members, because everybody else calls her by a nickname because she doesn't like her birth name. And so I was like, oh, that's cool. So it was pretty neat. I got to start out my birthday by being tugged by a ghost. Anyway, I thought you guys would like that story. All right, thanks. Bye.
I love that something like that happens to her and she turns it into such a positive.
Right?
You know, she's like, it's her birthday. I got hugged by a ghost. How awesome is that? Awesome. And, you know, she's got a smile in her voice talking about the whole thing.
I really love that. I wish that we got more stories like that where it's like, and I got hugged by a ghost. Or it's, and I saw a shadow figure.
She's like, almost like, can you believe it?
Can you believe it?
I just, something about that whole story just made me smile. Her enthusiasm, just the whole thing was just awesome.
Right?
That was a really good one. So, you know, and someone like her, obviously, she has no problem with it.
Oh, yeah.
And then it all got confirmed. It was like, mm-hmm. They're like, oh, yeah, you know, this happened and this happened.
Mm-hmm.
God, she's adorable, isn't she?
Yes, she really is.
Well, if you have a real ghost story, how about this? Share it with us. If you want to call it in, and you can leave us a voicemail, the number is 855-853-4802. You can write it down at realghoststoriesonline.com and also become a premium subscriber if you want. You get advanced episodes, access to the archive, no commercials. Sign up through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you for listening.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen, point of order. It feels like nothing is what it says it is anymore.
Point of answer? It's because everything has a catch.
Hey, or turns out to be something else entirely.
Like a total catfish situation.
Exactly, Bo.
Except for hotels.com.
Yeah, that one's pretty literal.
Because it's hotels.com. It's in the domain. You go there, you book hotels, hundreds of thousands of them.
And hold up, that's it?
That's it. Hmm. And when stays are booked as a member, rewards are earned every time.
Every stay?
Every stay. No tracking or managing, just rewards that can be used like cash on future bookings.
Which, by the way, already feels nicer than most rewards programs. Okay.
Yeah. Members can also get up to 20% off bookings, so savings start right away.
Does that mean no weird restrictions?
And no blackout dates. Book what works when it works. It's actually really fitting of real travel.
So the name is honest, you're saying? And the rewards are too.
Exactly. Hotels.com. It's all in the name.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen, point of order. It feels like nothing is what it says it is anymore.
Point of answer. It's because everything has a catch.
Hey, or turns out to be something else entirely.
Like a total catfish situation.
Exactly, Bo.
Except for hotels.com.
Yeah, that one's pretty literal.
Because it's hotels.com. It's in the domain. You go there, you book hotels, hundreds of thousands of them.
And hold up, that's it?
That's it. Hmm. And when stays are booked as a member, rewards are earned every time.
Every stay?
Every stay. No tracking or managing, just rewards that can be used like cash on future bookings.
Which, by the way, already feels nicer than most rewards programs. Okay.
Yeah. Members can also get up to 20% off bookings, so savings start right away.
Does that mean no weird restrictions?
And no blackout dates. Book what works when it works. It's actually really fitting of real travel.
So the name is honest, you're saying? And the rewards are too.
Exactly. Hotels.com. It's all in the name.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen, is it just me or does it feel like nothing is actually what it says it is anymore?
Yeah, like when you order chicken fingers, you don't get fingers, you get mystery nuggets.
Exactly. Well, except hotels.com.
I was going to say hotels.com because they do hotels.
Refreshing.
And when booked as a member, rewards are earned every stay. Not points that disappear, rewards that work like cash and can actually be used.
So the name checks out and the perks do too.
Yep. Members can get up to 20% off tons of hotels with no blackout dates. Just works with real travel.
Okay, that tracks.
Hotels.com. It's all in the name.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen, is it just me or does it feel like nothing is actually what it says it is anymore?
Yeah, like when you order chicken fingers, you don't get fingers, you get mystery nuggets.
Exactly. Well, except hotels.com.
I was going to say hotels.com because they do hotels.
Refreshing.
And when booked as a member, rewards are earned every stay. Not points that disappear, rewards that work like cash and can actually be used.
So the name checks out and the perks do too.
Yep. Members can get up to 20% off tons of hotels with no blackout dates. Just works with real travel.
Okay. That tracks.
Hotels.com. It's all in the name.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better. With new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect, the fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen, point of order. It feels like nothing is what it says it is anymore.
Point of answer. It's because everything has a catch.
Hey, or turns out to be something else entirely.
Like a total catfish situation.
Exactly, Bo.
Except for hotels.com.
Yeah, that one's pretty literal.
Because it's hotels.com. It's in the domain. You go there, you book hotels, hundreds of thousands of them.
And hold up, that's it?
That's it. Hmm. And when stays are booked as a member, rewards are earned every time.
Every stay?
Every stay. No tracking or managing, just rewards that can be used like cash on future bookings.
Which, by the way, already feels nicer than most rewards programs. Okay.
Yeah. Members can also get up to 20% off bookings, so savings start right away.
Does that mean no weird restrictions?
And no blackout dates. Book what works when it works. It's actually really fitting of real travel.
So the name is honest, you're saying? And the rewards are too.
Exactly. Hotels.com. It's all in the name.
What's up, fools? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen, point of order. It feels like nothing is what it says it is anymore.
Point of answer. It's because everything has a catch.
Hey, or turns out to be something else entirely.
Like a total catfish situation.
Exactly, Bo.
Except for hotels.com.
Yeah, that one's pretty literal.
Because it's hotels.com. It's in the domain. You go there, you book hotels, hundreds of thousands of them.
And hold up, that's it?
That's it. Hmm. And when stays are booked as a member, rewards are earned every time.
Every stay?
Every stay. No tracking or managing, just rewards that can be used like cash on future bookings.
Which, by the way, already feels nicer than most rewards programs. Okay.
Yeah. Members can also get up to 20% off bookings, so savings start right away.
Does that mean no weird restrictions?
And no blackout dates. Book what works when it works. It's actually really fitting of real travel.
So the name is honest, you're saying? And the rewards are too.
Exactly. Hotels.com. It's all in the name.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen, point of order. It feels like nothing is what it says it is anymore.
Point of answer. It's because everything has a catch.
Hey, or turns out to be something else entirely.
Like a total catfish situation.
Exactly, Bo.
Except for hotels.com.
Yeah, that one's pretty literal.
Because it's hotels.com. It's in the domain. You go there, you book hotels, hundreds of thousands of them.
And hold up, that's it?
That's it. Hmm. And when stays are booked as a member, rewards are earned every time.
Every stay?
Every stay. No tracking or managing, just rewards that can be used like cash on future bookings.
Which, by the way, already feels nicer than most rewards programs. Okay.
Yeah. Members can also get up to 20% off bookings, so savings start right away.
Does that mean no weird restrictions?
And no blackout dates. Book what works when it works. It's actually really fitting of real travel.
So the name is honest, you're saying? And the rewards are too.
Exactly. Hotels.com. It's all in the name.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Terms and conditions apply.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen, is it just me or does it feel like nothing is actually what it says it is anymore?
Yeah, like when you order chicken fingers, you don't get fingers, you get mystery nuggets.
Exactly. Well, except hotels.com.
I was going to say hotels.com because they do hotels.
Refreshing.
And when booked as a member, rewards are earned every stay. Not points that disappear, rewards that work like cash and can actually be used.
So the name checks out and the perks do too.
Yep. Members can get up to 20% off tons of hotels with no blackout dates. Just works with real travel.
Okay, that tracks.
Hotels.com. It's all in the name.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen, is it just me or does it feel like nothing is actually what it says it is anymore?
Yeah, like when you order chicken fingers, you don't get fingers, you get mystery nuggets.
Exactly. Well, except Hotels.com.
I was going to say, yeah. Hotels.com, because they do hotels.
Refreshing.
And when booked as a member, rewards are earned every stay. Not points that disappear, rewards that work like cash and can actually be used.
So the name checks out and the perks do too.
Yep. Members can get up to 20% off tons of hotels with no blackout dates. Just works with real travel.
Okay, that tracks.
Hotels.com, it's all in the name.
Al llegar a los 50, ya había aprendido algunas cosas, como el valor de la familia, la importancia del trabajo y que el 99% de las personas de más de 50 ya tienen el virus que causa la culebrilla. Aunque no todas las personas en riesgo la desarrollarán, yo sí la sufrí. La erupción dolorosa con ampollas duró semanas, haciendo que incluso las tareas más simples sean todo un reto. No aprendas sobre la culebrilla de la manera difícil. Habla hoy con tu doctor o farmacéutico. Patrocinado por GSK.